The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. It's a Friday, which means one thing. On Friday evening, we have all weather racing in Ireland from Dundalk. And joining me on the line once again to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Mr. Dundalk, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Mark.
Are you well?
I'm very well, yes. Mr. Dundalk.
Mr. Dundalk, yeah. I'm going to find as many ways of saying you like Dundalk as I can on this podcast.
Irish guru, Mr. Dundalk.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It is. But you are Mr. Dundalk, aren't you? You love it at the place.
I do. What's not to like there, Mark? eight races on the sand. Form's beginning to work out. We've got a really good listed race towards the back end, which won't take a lot of finding. I think anyone could pick the winner of that. But yeah, the rest of them, a lot of old favourites are running. Golden Mayantry's running again. And
yeah,
a couple of nice maidens to start off with. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to tonight. I've got at least three, maybe four bets tucked away safely, ready to dispose on the bookmakers this morning.
Good stuff. We've also got that listed race as well, the Carlingford Stakes, which looks a pretty good race as well.
Oh, it's absolute screamer.
Yeah.
Proper good race that, yeah.
Good. Well, let's get stuck into it then. The first race this evening is the 5:30. We start here with a median auction maiden for colts and geldings over 7 furlongs, and Sacrificial is the 13-8 market leader this morning. 7-2 for Lord Carlton. Cartographic is 11-2. It's 9-1 for Tags Island and Witchwood Warrior. 12-1 for Master Chippy, and then 16s or bigger for the others. Sacrificial, Andy, the favourite this morning, fairly short at the top of the betting, but does have the best form on offer and is rated 90. So if he puts in his best, despite the tricky draw in 14, should he win this?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. He has got the best form in this race. Each of his last two runs have been good on the figures. That fifth behind Arman River has been advertised on more than one or two occasions. Three subsequent wins have come out of that race. And he was well fancied again to run back at the same track next time out, but he bumped into a horse that I tipped at Mickey Halford's called Portage. Probably one of the nicest colts that I've seen in Ireland this season. And he did nothing wrong. He's got beat half a length, but you know, the best horse won. And Joe Lyons' charge once again ran his race and had every chance. The problem is, as you just pointed out, he's run stall 14. So albeit he's you know, definitely the best horse in the race and everything other than the draw is fine, That is a real barrier to overcome now, and I just hate tipping horses at a short price when they are drawn so wide. So much can go wrong. You've obviously got to trust the luck. You've got to hope that Colin Keane switched on. He uses his brain and he doesn't you know, do too much too early. He rides the horse in a very efficient way. So you're in the lap of the gods a little bit really with that, and I do think there's one at a much bigger price here, because other than that, I don't think there's a great deal in this race. I'm absolutely flabbergasted that bookmakers have got 9-1 about Witchwood Warrior, called by Luke De Vega, trained by arguably the man of Dundalk other than Joe Lyons. I think Mickey Halford's had some success over the years here, that all his horses are going to be taken hugely seriously, and they often never run well on their first start, so the ones that do obviously go into the notebook even more firmly. And I thought this horse ran an absolute stormer first time out at Listowel. It went the way of Norzician, who'd had a previous run in a very good maiden at the Curragh. But I do like the way this horse shaped in that race. He was going on very, very strongly at the finish. It was a hugely promising run from Witchwood Warrior. And I marked him down as a horse to contend with. And it's no great surprise that Mickey Halford once again has saved another nice one of his colts for the all-weather. He often does this. He runs them on the turf and then he earmarks a straight race. Says, right, this is definitely a Dundalk maiden horse. And he's come here straight away off the back of that run. He's got a much better draw than the favourite. If he races handy enough, which I think he will, I think he'll learn from that first run where he was a bit slowly away. Provided he gets himself into a reasonable position turning in, I know on the evidence of what I saw at Listowel, he'll come home very strong down the lane. So 9-1, that really does start the ball rolling for us quite nicely in that first. So confident selection, that'll be in the frame. Witchwood Warrior at 9-1.
Okay, confident it'll be in the frame. Wichard Warrior, nice price in the 5.30. The 6R5 is the second race on the card, and this is another median auction maiden. This one's for the fillies, and it's over that 7-furlong trip. And Blue Fragrance is the 9-4 favourite. 5-2 for Bellezza Oscura. Barnes Bay is 6-1. 13-2 for Priceless Princess. 10-1 for Absorbing. 11-1 for My Princess Emma. And then 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. Starting with the market leader here, Andy, Blue Fragrance. Her last two runs, I've been pretty good. She was third over this course and distance two starts ago, and the winner qualifier has gone on to win in Group 3 company. And in the effort last time, the runner-up Devonshire went one better in winning a maiden at the Curragh. So his form, her form looks pretty good, Andy. Do you see her as the one to beat here?
Yeah, I mean, she's got a good draw for a start off. Stall 1 is obviously a great start for Mickey Callaghan's filly, Blue Fragrance. And, you know, she's won adequately on the last two starts. The only problem I've got with her, I think both of those two runs have kind of, if you just look them on face value, look at what she's achieved, you think, well, that's not a bad effort, but I've just really marked her down as a weak finisher. If you actually look at her as a model, she's not overly big, she's quite a small filly by Verglas, and I just think she lacks scope, and I think that's why she's not getting home in her races. I think she's got away with it because she's been running in maidens where her experience has carried her into the first three, where several others in the race weren't match fit or didn't have enough match practice as she has. And I think those two thirds are, like I say, a little bit of a red herring. I'm going to take her on here. I think she's going to be vulnerable in the latter stages. And I'm going to go with another Mickey Halford horse, Bellezza Oscura, who's just had the one run that came here at Dundalk over what seemingly looked an inadequate 6 furlongs given her pedigree. And that very much panned out that way. She just was the one pace down the lane. She actually broke quite well for one of Mickey Halford's in the early stages and got herself into a reasonable position. I think she was around about fourth or third turning in. She pretty much stayed where she was. But that was just the fact that she couldn't quicken rather than, you know, it was lack of ability. But I think the step up in trip tonight will see her to much better effect. I like the way she kept on quite nicely for pressure in the latter stages. She certainly didn't go backwards. And she's got a good draw tonight as well, stall 6. So I think Shane Foley have one eye on Blue Fragrance. I'm pretty sure that Fergal Lynch will make plenty of use of Mickey Callaghan's filly up the inside. But if it comes to which horse will see it out best down the lane, on what I've seen, I think Bellezza Oscura will get the better of Blue Fragrance in the latter stages.
OK, moving on to the 6.40 next race, 3 on the card, and this is an apprentice handicap over 7 furlongs. And our traders must be worried about Nidera getting into the race because the reserve is the market leader at 5-1. 6 Silver Lane is 7-1 with Dunard Prince and Alpha Heedy and Cash or Casualty and Belts and Braces. It's then 8-1 for Dancer de Fur, who's another reserve. Norville is 10s with Ruchachar and Beat the Ballot and Red Laser. And then it's 11-1 or bigger prices for the others. A bit tricky with the reserves in there, Andy, but either way, it's a wide open race. So what do you like in the 6.40?
Yeah, the reserves have no chance of getting here at Dundalk. You need an absolute miracle, don't you? I can't remember the last time we had a non-runner here at Dundalk. So we'll disclude Nidera from any calculations here. And I've got a real good betting strategy in this race. I'm not saying I'm definitely going to pick the winner, but I'll be pretty confident of nominating a horse that I think will finish in the first three for sure. And that the horse in question is a Ruchachar. Trained by David Marnane, yet to win in 17 starts. So obviously that sets the alarm bells ringing from a win perspective. Horse that has failed to get his head in front is always a little bit of an iffy proposition. But it does make the sad that it can't finish in the frame at a nice price. Because if you look at its form figures here at Dundalk, it's only yet to finish out the frame once. And that was last time out when it finished fifth. But, and this is the big but, its fifth last time out actually represents, on my figures, its best ever achievement. It's quite an extraordinary run here last week behind Mansouri in the fastest furlong per furlong time I got on that particular card. I think that maiden was a very, very good race. It didn't look a particularly good race going into it. You know, he got exposed types like Anti Fidelis, Mansouri, and Ruchachar himself. But the figure is just absolutely off the scale. I mean, considering Slipper Orchid, I got Slipper Orchid running to an 86 later on in the car, and she's rated 96. I got Mansouri doing a 90, which just shows you how fast they ran in that particular race. And the sectional times for Mansouri compared to Slipper Orchid were virtually identical. So I reckon that Mansouri's run to a very, very high standard. And Ruchachar did really well considering that she was towards the back of the field turning into the home straight. She only had a couple of horses behind him. after what was a bit of a lethargic early part of the race. But he came around very, very strongly in the latter stages. His sectionals were very good, and he went through the line quite strong. He's miles clear on my figures here off the back of that run, plus all those other good runs he's had here in his time, a third, 2 seconds and a fourth. So as you see, he's building up a good portfolio here at Dundalk. I said, don't get carried away with this. I'm not suggesting for 1 minute he's definitely going to win. But if you can back him each way at 10-1 with William Hill, or, and I think this is the more important bet, back him on the pro market, place only. You might get around about a 2-1, 9-4, 5-2 for him. And I'm pretty sure that bet will come off given the figures I've got for him. So Rutichar, each way stroke, place only in the 640.
Okay, good stuff. On to the 7-10 next race, four on the card, and this is an Irish Stallion Farms EBF Fillies Handicap over 7 furlongs for 3-year-olds and older, rated 60 to 100 that are EBF eligible. And Slipper Orchid heads the betting at 7-4, being nibbled from 2-1 this morning as well. 100-30 from Maremma Diavola, 4-1 for Mowen Tree, 7-1 for T-Line. Antiquus is 10s with Kiss the Stars, and then 12-1 for the other two runners. It's quite a good race, Andy. You've got some old favourites in there, horses that really like Dundalk as well. So what are your thoughts in the 7-10?
Yeah, I was a bit disappointed that Mowen Tree got beat last week. Her legions of fans were obviously expecting big things. The market spoke quite favourably for her. But she got mowed down late on by that pesky Slipper Orchid who dive-bombed her late on. Mickey Halford's filly's been a thorn in my side throughout the course of the season. I think every time that she's won, other than once, I've ended up going for her. So she's when she's got beat, she's just rather left me cold, and I sort of hung my head in despair last week when she got the better of Mowen Tree in the latter stages. Now, whether it was Mowen Tree's lack of fitness that might have told in that the back end of that race, I'm not quite so sure. I don't know how Matty Tynan would have prepared Mowen Tree for the first run of this Dundalk campaign. She needed two outings last year to get into top gear, and that was over a mile as well, so that might have just stretched her. So I've got a feeling that the prices of today, Mowen Tree does represent a bit of value here. She's around about 4-5-1 this morning, which seems big enough considering she was a 6-4 poke last week. Another factor as well is that Colin Keane's back on her. That doesn't take anything away from Wayne Lorden, who rode her perfectly last week, made the run in and ultimately just wasn't good enough, got beat fair and square. But Colin Keane has ridden this mare on the four previous runs when she's managed to be victorious. So they've reunited this deadly duo. And as I say, I do think Mowen Tree's probably got a better chance here tonight than the odds suggest. Obviously, Maremma Diavola is a little bit of a problematical horse in the sense that she made the running when she won here on the 17th of August. So Mowen Tree wouldn't want to be getting into a speed duel and kind of like setting it up for Slipper Orchid. But I think the strategy is to probably play those two again from last week. I think if you back Slipper Orchid as the favourite, a short price, but you have also a decent bet on Mowen Tree, I think you'll come out on the right side.
Okay, on to the 7:40 next race, five on the card, and this is a handicap over a mile for 3-year-olds and older. And Shukov heads the betting at 3-1. It's 4-1 for Moonmeister. Henson is 5-1. 8-1 for Straight Up Zanzibar. Takata Blue is 8-1. It's 10s for Whimsical, and then 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Just starting with Shukov here, Andy, because he won very easily the other day at the Curragh, but he's £15 higher this evening. Is that enough to put you off the market leader?
No, not really, no. I think he deserved that £15 hike. It was quite an extraordinary performance by Johnny Levens, his 5-year-old. Absolutely blitzed what looked a very competitive handicap in the style of a horse that, you know, could be a little bit better than that grade, but you know, by a long way. And he's obviously gone into much choppier waters here, but I think he'll do it again. Such as the years of that victory, his legs were going 2-2 everyone's one in the latter stage. He was quite strong. I almost don't know where he found that run from. That said, he'd been in good form prior to that. He'd finished second in a competitive race previously. He's also got good figures here at Dundalk. A mile seems to be his perfect trip. Slight question mark over the draw. You know, obviously anything in double figures here has to be a worry of sorts. But given his form the other day, I think Shukov will win again. Main danger looks to be Moonmeister, who returns to the scene of his latest victory. That was three starts back when he won in quite a decent time in good fashion. He's got a much better draw than the favourite. I think he could probably pick up the pieces if Shukov doesn't manage to achieve or scale the heights that he did the other day. But I was just blown away by that run the other day by the core. The figure said it was a good run, and being a time man, I've got to go with that. So Shukov gets a vote in the 7:40.
Okay, Shukov to follow up in the 7:40. The 8:10 is the feature race this evening. This is the Carlingford Stakes, which is a listed race of the extended mile and a quarter. And Prince of All is the 5-4 favourite this morning. It's 5-2 for Chance to Dance, 9-2 for Obliterator. Afonso de Souza is 5s, and then 20-1 or bigger prices for the others. Starting with the market leader here, Andy, Prince of All. He's got a good record at Dundalk, won 2 of his 3 starts there, one of them being a listed race. And that Group 3 effort last time when second to Catamount Mountain looks the standout piece of form as well. So are you with Prince of All here?
I am with Prince of All, yeah. There's only one possible danger. The rest don't count, and that's Chance to Dance, his old adversary. These two met, of course, in that Group 3 at Leopardstown behind Free Eagle, who tackles the Group 1 race at Ascot on Saturday. But that looked a reasonable piece of form, and both horses have subsequently proved that to be the case. Chance to Dance finished second to Second Step last week in a mile and a half race, and Jim Bulger's four-year-old has been a model of consistency all year long. He's been a credit to his handler. He's run 12 times, won 4, placed in every other start. I'm sure he'll give you a good run for your money, but whether he can beat Prince of All in his old stomping ground is obviously open to very serious debate, because Prince of All ran an absolute blinder in that Group 3 contest back here at Dundalk on the 3rd of October when he chased home Catter Mountain in what was a protracted duel all the way down the lane. He broke smartly from the beginning, Paul Deegan's charge. He raced on the sharp end. It was a strong pace. In fact, the pace was such that they produced the fastest furlong per furlong time and overall speed figure I've ever got over a mile and a quarter at Dundalk. It was a sensational run. I mean, don't forget, Catter Mountain was third in the Dubai World Cup. Just shows you how good he is and what a top-class horse he is. And Prince of All was the only one who was fitting up to lace his boots on that particular occasion. And I think just pure class and quality, and his figures will get him home tonight, Prince of All. As I said, Chance of Dance is the only possible danger, and I actually thought this horse would be even shorter than he is this morning. He's 5-4 with William Hill, but that has got to be, on the figures, one of the best bets on the card.
Okay, one of the best bets on the card there then, Prince of All. Did you say that's the fastest speed figure you've ever had at Dundalk?
I've got 95 for that, the fastest I've ever got at Dundalk in all the times I've been doing.
Right, well, that is a big statement. So, Prince of All then in the 8:10, moving on to the 8:40 next up, an ultimate race. And this is Division 1 of this handicap over a mile and a quarter. And Eloge is the 5-2 market leader at the time of recording. Steins is 6s with Doo Deuce. Horse with No Name is 8-1. It's 8-1 for Hammerman as well, but that is a reserve. Gentian Moon is 10s and then 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Quite an open handicap here, Andy, but Eloge much shorter than the rest. Do you see her as the one to beat?
I do, yeah. There's always been signs throughout the summer that this Eloge could win a race or two, given the right circumstances, and that happened to be Dundalk here a week ago. It was the first time this horse has raced beyond a mile, and that test of stamina really suited this filly by Almnadim, as she powered to victory down the centre of the track, well ridden by Tom Madden, who obviously takes the ride again tonight. And I think this duo could easily win again here. It doesn't look a particularly strong race. That's the reason why I fancy her so strongly again. If there was anything in there that was progressive or maybe had a little bit in hand from the handicapper, then I'd suggest maybe Eloge might be, I won't say one to avoid, but she wouldn't be as confident a vote at 5-2 as she might well have been. She's the indicator is that her best two runs in her life have come here at Dundalk. She clearly gets on with his surface, and with a good draw and Tom Madden on board again tonight, it's hard to see her not going in again. So Eloge, despite the rather unimaginative selection for myself, I think she deserves the vote in the 8:40.
Okay, moving on to the final race this evening, the 9:10, and that's Division 2 of this mile and a quarter handicap for three-year-olds and older, rated 47-65. And Havelock Ellis heads the betting at 9-4. It's 11-2 for Oceana Queen. Hallerath is 6-1. It's 9s for Victor's Beach. Mount Flora is 12s with the Nutcracker and Led Jed. And then it's 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. Starting with Havelock Ellis, Andy. His last three starts have come at Dundalk. He's run three good races from a very wide draw. And you mentioned on last week's podcast that you thought the wide draw actually suited him. So what do you make of him drawing in stall two this evening?
Yeah, this is a classic case, isn't it, of bookmaker reaction to what's previously gone on with Havelock Ellis. I fully accept he's a very good horse here at Dundalk. Everyone knows that. I think if you're a regular listener to the podcast, you would probably automatically expect me to tip this horse. But this is totally different to what he normally faces. He's basically a very metronomical horse in the sense that, you know, he races over a mile. He's been drawn wide every time. He gets a chance to race down the back straight on the wing. And then he turns into the home straight. He's produced wide, fast and late, off the back of sound fractions. And, you know, but that's pretty much the way that Halvor Lokalis likes to race. But this is a totally different ball game tonight. It's over an extra 2.5 furlongs. And he's drawn on the inside as well. So it's going to be a bit of a culture shock for him here tonight. He's going to be racing into the bend very quickly. He's going to have horses surrounding him. Can he get off that inside and can he get wide? He's going to be giving ground away if he does. I just think he's a terrible bet here tonight. I really do. I mean, I thought last week he was a decent bet over his favourite trip and he still got beat. And yet he's 15-8. It's an absolute kamikaze price, that is. I wouldn't go near him with a barge pole. Albeit he's still got a good chance. I nearly spat my cornflakes out this morning when I saw the price for this horse. I'm going to make this horse my nap of the night. Hallarath, a whopping 6-1. Actually, you can get bigger than that elsewhere, but I still think 6-1's really good value for this informed mare. Her speed figure here when she won here on the 26th of September was absolutely off the scale. It was a race that I eulogised quite extensively about when I was tipping Master Melody a couple of starts ago, suggesting that I think this form is okay. Master Melody finished fourth, and of course, he went on to win the following week. It was a very strongly run race. They went a good gallop. Flowing Air was the front runner that day, Hare to the Hound, and set up the tempo and set it up for a deep closure. And Hallarath absolutely bounded to victory in the home straight. And she went through the line very strong. She also got stopped in a run as well. I think she would have won even further than the eventual half-length winning margin had she not been her progress halted in the home straight. But she still came home in 35 and change. So she's got a very, very strong finish on her. Interestingly, Connections have decided to make no mistakes tonight. They booked Joseph O'Brien for the ride. And also, it's been drawn in stall one. A perfect sit round the inside for this horse who likes to hug the paint. She comes home strongly in the lane. Her speed figure suggests she's the best horse and the fastest horse over the trip in the race. I've no idea why this horse is 6-1. Best bet on the card. Even better than Prince of All, and that's saying something. Hallarath in the last.
Okay. Best bet on the card then, Hallarath in the last. Let's have a quick summary then, Andy, before you go, if you'll spin us through your selections for Dundalk one more time.
Yeah, fantastic betting night here tonight at Dundalk. Virtually bets in every race, littered with good betting opportunities. Witchwood Warrior kicks off, hopefully, what should be a good night here for Mickey Halford. How that horse is 9-1, God only knows. I think Mickey Halford will have plenty to say about the 6.05 as well, because he's got Belezza Oscura, who ran a nice race on debut here 3 weeks ago. 6.40, I'm not sure I'm going to nominate the winner here in the shape of Arucha Char, but I'd be pretty sure that horse will be on the scene somewhere, and I suggest you back in place only at perhaps around about a 5-2 on the pro market. I think the 7.10s between last week's horses that fought out the finish, Slipper Orchid and Marantry. In the 7.40, tough old handicap, but the way Shukov won the other day at the Curragh, I've got to stay with him. The second best bet on the card is Prince of All off the figures, who ran a brilliant race here behind Cattle Mountain 2 weeks ago. He should take all the beating. Also expect the same for Roulage in the 8.40, but we're saving the best for last. Let's give the bookmakers a world of pain with Hallarath in the last.
Okay, good stuff, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck with your selections and enjoy Dundalk this evening.
Will do, pal.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.